You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. And this morning on our weekly segment Between the Cracks, we speak about Uganda, a country that has had a troubled past, has been through many conflicts. We'll be focusing on some aspect in that regard. Joining me on the line, we have Apa Umm Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You, Mufti Yusuf, and our listeners.
Now, Uganda, tell us about the dark side of the gold rush.
So what do we know about Uganda? As soon as we talk about Uganda, we think of Idi Amin, a landlocked country in East Africa. We think about a coup. We think about the Muslims and the Indians who were expelled from that country. But today we're going to focus on the gold rush. So there's been a huge surge in recent years in Uganda's mineral industry. Lots of exports, people saying that the exports are reaching up to almost $500 million to other countries. And of course, this is a good thing because new mining sites are opening up across the country and there's lots of jobs. But there's been an investigation by by an environmental group called Global Witness. And the title of the report is called Uganda Undermined. And it's got some alarming things in there, Mufti. And some of the key findings, if we're looking at, is that, yes, the gold is coming out of the country and maybe it's increasing the amount of money that's coming in, but there may be too many downsides to it. The first is that miners' working conditions, and particularly the children that are exposed to toxic chemicals on a daily basis. The other is that you're looking at the environment. I know a lot of people feel that we shouldn't be talking about rhinos and mountain gorillas, but we must realize Allah put them on earth for a reason, and they serve some purpose in our ecosystem. So almost half of the world's remaining mountain gorillas are at risk because this mining is going right into the Buindi, right into the Rwenzori National Park, and it's hurting the ecosystem. Then it's a country that's deprived of tax revenues that could be spent on schools, the hospitals, and countries. And then finally, the minerals that are coming from the DRC and from South Sudan could well be used for funding conflict and human rights abuses. And they pass right through Uganda on their way to the international market. So what's important for our listeners, perhaps, is that we look at gold. 75% of gold is used in jewelry. Gold is also used in industry because it's malleable and it conducts electricity, doesn't tarnish, etc. But from our own perspective, maybe we own a piece of jewelry, gold, sometimes even diamonds that we need to look at and consider. How did this thing come to me? It's such a prized possession, but am I asking the right questions about how it came into my possession? So with regard to that, when it comes to jewelry, for example, sparkly little diamonds and gold that you might have, you've got to ask your jeweler where the diamonds were mined, where did the gold come from. And if it's a responsible jeweler, they're going to know every single step in the path from the mine right to the market. And if they don't know that, or if it's too cheap, then perhaps it's too good to be true, and it's the blood of some other child, or it's chemicals and toxicity that's going into somebody's food. So gold mining leaves toxic waste like mercury, like cyanide, and they're dangerous and it's damaging for the environment and also the people who mine it. So fair trade is not just in coffee, fair trade is in the clothing we wear and also in perhaps the jewelry we wear as well.
Certainly an important point that you highlight, things that people do not really consider. Another thing that you plan to pick up on is with regards to the dua of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as well as praise and admiration.
Okay, so it's the month of Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, we get our huffaz and we get our qurra who read beautifully in the masajid. And sometimes people are in awe, and it is something that is awesome, if you want to use the word in its correct context. When somebody stands up at the musalla and they're able to recite from their heart, it does strike awe into those who are listening. And they might praise the hafiz, or they might praise the alim, or even a hafiza, for example, who's not leading a congregation, but she's got the dedication to do her door and to recite the entire Quran in the month of Ramadan, and people might praise you and people might admire you, and you might feel like, I'm not worthy of this amount of praise. So there is a supplication of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he made when he was praised, And I feel the words are so fitting. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is reported by Sheikh Albani, he said, Allahumma la tu'akhizni bima yaqulun. O Allah, do not take me to task due to what they say. Waj'alni khayram mimma yadhunnun. And make me better than what they presume I am. Waghfir li ma la ya'lamun. And forgive me for all those things that they do not know about me. So, if you are faced with this, it's a humbling dua. Allahumma la tu'akhizni bima yaqulun, waj'alni khayran mimma yaghunnun, waghfir li ma la ya'lamun. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Certainly a beautiful dua and something that we should encourage all the listeners to learn, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair for the insight.
You're most welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Apa Umi Abdullah with the weekly segment Between the Cracks, focusing on Uganda, the dark side of the gold rush. An important question that, you know, we speak of the dark side of diamonds and also gold, these minerals that are still readily available on the market, yet there's a long story behind it, and sometimes there's oppression that has been taking place in the process of bringing it to us.